And on Iran, your embassy in Tehran was recently attacked. You've called for new sanctions. Are new sanctions going to be sufficient to force change in the regime, particularly, of course, on the nuclear program?
Well, we don't know, of course, the answer to that question, but we do know that this is a way of intensifying peaceful pressure, peaceful, legitimate pressure on a regime which has serious questions to answer about its nuclear program, questions that it doesn't answer adequately at the moment. We don't want to see military conflict in Iran, nor do we want to see nuclear proliferation. So what we have to try is the offer of negotiations, but at the same time, intensified pressure. And we join with the United States and our European partners in intensifying that pressure. We will have further sanctions to announce over the coming months.
Are you satisfied with the responses you got after the sacking of your embassy as to who was responsible, whether the government or what elements within the government allowed it to happen?
No, I'm not satisfied at all. This was a gross breach of the Vienna Convention that requires the protection of diplomats and diplomatic property. I did receive an apology from my counterpart, the Iranian foreign minister, and I'm not accusing him of complicity in this. But I think there is a divided regime in Iran, and I think it is beyond question that there were elements of that regime, obviously powerful elements in that regime, which sponsored and helped to orchestrate the attacks on our embassy. Under those circumstances, we can't maintain an embassy in Tehran, and therefore I also asked all Iranian diplomats to leave the United Kingdom, which they have now done.
And one more subject, Syria, and also speaking again of sanctions. Are sanctions going to be enough in Syria to stop the Assad regime from killing its own people?
Well, clearly they're not enough so far. We've imposed sanctions from the EU. I think what has changed very importantly in the last few weeks is that the Arab League have imposed their own sanctions, not implemented by all of their members, and importantly not implemented by Iraq and by Lebanon on the borders of Syria. But nevertheless, this is a very strong message and increases the pressure.
But it hasn't stopped the killing.
He hasn't stopped the pressure. Of course, I would be in favor of intensifying that international pressure. We have tried to pass a resolution at the UN Security Council, but have been blocked by Russia and China from doing so. I hope that if this situation, this appalling situation, continues to deteriorate, then Russia and China will reconsider their attitude so that the international community as a whole can unite in condemnation of the deplorable actions of the Assad regime.
And do you think that President Assad must step down, must leave?
I do, yes. Prime Minister David Cameron, at the same time as President Obama in the summer, said that this regime had lost credibility, that President Assad should go. I think too much blood has been spilled there now for that regime to recover its credibility, not only in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of its own people. And so the best possible future for Syria is, of course, a free and democratic future, but it is one without the regime that has now governed them for too long.
All right, British Foreign Secretary William Hague, thank you so much.
Thank you.